Hello, this is Dr. Kevin Elko with the Thursday Night Pep Talk. Visualize what you want, then carve away what's not the vision. Someone came to see Michelangelo, the great sculptor, one day and came in the morning and he was sitting looking at a piece of granite. The guy came back 8 hours later and Michelangelo was sitting looking at a piece of granite. The guy said, "What have you been doing for 8 hours?" He says, "I've been looking for that piece of granite." He says, "So what have you been doing?" He said, "Working. I have in that piece of granite a vision of the of King David. And I'm sitting here carving away everything that's not King David." That's really the best way to practice, the best way to live. I have a vision for my life, and I carve away what's not the vision. Now, what do you do when the world is challenging your vision? When you're cut? When the coach isn't starting you, when you're not getting the score that you want. What do you do, as I like to say, when the facts are not your friend? I've spoken so many times about someone, and many people have written about it. After they've heard me speak about it, I have a neighbor who was walking across the street and someone wrecked into him, hit him as he was walking. The person wrecked into him was texting. So after he was hit, they gave him an hour to live, then a day to live, said he was going to die, gave him a week to live, said he's going to live, but he's going to be crippled and he's going to be paralyzed, said no, he's going to be blind, said no, he's going to be okay. It took time. What do you do when the facts are not your friend, the game's not going your way, the coach isn't giving you the feedback that you want? I said, "Lee," that was his name, "how did you do this?" He said, "I believed in spite of the evidence, and I watched the evidence change." See, in the spiritual economy, in God's economy, it's very different. Economy means, in the physical, we give them a dollar or $10 and we get something for it. That's currency. But in God's economy, the currency is faith. I believed in spite of the evidence. That's what you do when the facts are not your friend. However, let's talk about faith. You can't speak it. You have to show it. That's where faith hits Waterloo. People say, "I just have to speak it." The water parted twice. Once, when the Israelis were going to freedom and they were being chased, the parting of the sea. But it happened a second time for Joshua. He was carrying the Ark of the Covenant. And as he was going into the water, the sea didn't, the Jordan didn't part. God was waiting to see if he had faith with his actions. Did he keep on walking in the water, knee deep? You have to show, and then it parted. We have a series, and of course that's what I've been talking about, trying to get people to think about. I just think it's excellent. I just think parents are the big influence in their children's lives. And I think that instead of complaining about the results of a child, we need to teach a child how to be successful and teach themselves. Teach them how to learn. In our program, Peak Performance Mindset, the CD series. And I really, really believe that people would be better off, parent, child, if they sat and spent time on the specifics on how to get the athlete better. Say with coaching, we complain about the results, but do we really teach them how to focus and practice and perform mentally? You all say mentally is important, but how much time do you really practice, teach them how to think? I want you to get a vision of what you want every day. Carve away what's not the vision. Then, no matter what they send you, show evidence that you have faith. And keep whispering Jeremiah 29:11 under your breath. This is for the parent and the child, the coach and the performer. There is a plan for my life. A much bigger plan than I can ever, ever imagine. This is Dr. Kevin Elko with this Thursday night pep talk, carving away what's not the vision. God bless you.